those of you listening at home, right now, I'm drawing a picture of a person with a wonderful body. And you see, in the body, wrapped inside the body, we have a soul. And in the soul, there is mind, emotions, and will. The soul is made up of our mind, our emotions, and our will. But also deposited inside us is spirit. What we saw there was people's soul, people expressing their soul. The Bible teaches us that we tell us, we say to our soul, wake up. So our spirit is telling our soul, wake up. Otherwise, we're dominated by just the soul. But when the spirit tells the soul to wake up, the spirit starts breaking into the soul. And the purpose of us on earth as believers is to allow the presence of the spirit to break in more and more and more, which then what happens is it takes over and it informs the mind, the emotions, and the will. All of us have this. And we have, as believers, we have a little deposit here. And when we're worshipping, what we're doing is we're saying to our soul, wake up. But now we're going to look at why is it some of us find it so difficult to worship. Some of us absolutely love it. But what we want to do is we want to go on a journey together as a church to understand that we're all made differently. But to understand how corporately appreciating different people's desires and all your opinions, we all have opinions on worship, how can we go together acknowledging and honouring, looking to other people's interests and acknowledging that, but together go to worship. Okay, that's the gist of it. At this point, for those watching, the audience broke out into spontaneous applause for the drawing. So kind.
All medics, that's not accurate, obviously, so please don't go to work and think you can chop somebody up and find those bits. Yeah. So just wanted to say as well, thank you for the things that you wrote a month ago on those bits of paper. It was sort of what I expected, but it was just so great to hear people's different responses to really our times when we get together to sing and worship God together. And I think you may know this, but what happened was that some people, it's all about the music and the melodies and the rhythm and it's all about the sort of connecting with the music, and probably those people are, you know, music is a way that God kind of connects with them and they connect with God. So there was a bunch of people like that. There were others for whom the words of the songs were absolutely critically important. There was no mention of the tune at all. It's all about the words. And so there's a group of people for whom if the words aren't you know, truth as you see it, or words that you feel like you can agree with, it just sort of interrupts the ability to sing the song. And then for others, there was lots of wanting to be able to dance and express themselves and paint and juggle and all sorts of things. There was a group of people that wanted to express themselves, perhaps not in singing at all, but more in action. It was great to see all those different things. And probably there's as many different preferences as there are people here. So that leaves us with a bit of a problem. How do we do corporate worship when some people like quiet songs. Some people like to proclaim truth. They don't like all this lovey-dovey sort of Jesus, I love you stuff. They want to sing the truth about who God is, who the Bible says he is. Some of us talked about how, if there's people moving around or children, that it's distracting, or maybe it's even just the thoughts that are in our heads that we're thinking, did I put the oven on? All the sort of practical things that spill into our minds at these moments when we're trying to focus and concentrate. And so there's all sorts of things going on in our minds. And it was great to hear everybody's feedback. There were some ideas about what we could do, clearing spaces, getting a bit more freedom. Someone suggested putting the band at the back so that we're not looking at the band. That could be a fun thing. Maybe just that person like to turn around. That would make it behind you. I don't know. We all have things that rise up in us as preferences. Okay, so like maybe some like certain songs. Other people think if I sing that song again, I'm going to just kill myself. It's just too much. I've sung that song since the 80s, and I don't ever want to sing it again. We get all these things that sort of stir up in us, and all of those things are totally valid. That's who we are. We're all different, aren't we? And it's perfectly okay. But what do we do with it when we're coming together if we want to be a church that can get together and worship God together as a family? Any ideas? we are going to look at some scripture, and we'll come on to what we can do. But it's just, I think, really at this point, can we agree to acknowledge that we're all different, that we all have preferences? That may be different to somebody else's. We all have ways that we like to worship. If it was just up to me, I would do it like this. But here we are in a situation where we're all here together. So we acknowledge we're different. We acknowledge everyone has different preferences. But we want to be a family. We want to try to press into this together to work out how we can come together and worship God together. So that's what we're going to look at together. Silas, take us to the word.
Thank you. So, on the sheets, has everyone got access to one of the sheets? I'm aware we only made it 50, and so if someone's got a sheet, someone hasn't got a sheet, two people sitting together haven't got a sheet, wave. Who hasn't got a sheet? Oh, right. Can we share a little bit? There's four in the front row. You've all got sheets. Can you move it there? Move it around. Lovely. Okay. So the purpose of making the sheets is that you actually have something to refer to during the week, etc. But I'm just going to take you on a rapid journey through what actually, and it's not everything about worship, but there's but some scriptures, what scriptures say about it. So what is worship? The word that is frequently used in the Old Testament for worship is the Hebrew word shakar, which literally means to bow down, to depress, to prostrate oneself. Okay. What is praise? The word that is often used for the word praise is yada, which is Hebrew for to throw, shoot, cast down, or throw down. But sometimes the Hebrew halal. Right, so what is praise? As for the New Testament usage of the word praise, it is often, and I don't know how you pronounce this, as epenon, and means commendation, approbation. So to praise God is to throw down oneself, to cast down and to shine or flash forth light, or to cast or throw words of worthiness to God. Now that's a very wordy thing. So, okay, lovely. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with the sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. So the word of God is just quite clear here. Actually, what we're generally doing on a Sunday morning gathered here is in line. Yeah? That's part of worship, to do this. So if you're worship leaders here, well done. Because what you're doing is actually here. It's in the word. Okay? And Ephesians 5:19. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord of your heart. And when we address one another in that way, if you use the psalms, we can know that it's right, for these are the very inspired words of God. So which is why the whole point of why some of us just love to sing and want to have songs that are basically scripture all the way through, because it's safe. And we're singing back to God his words. So for those of you, and that's your main thing, you want to be singing scripture, absolutely bang on, because it's here. Okay? The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. It's a wonderful song. We sing that song here. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. So it's a statement about who he is. And then the chorus is, praise the Lord, O my soul. So it's all right in there. And actually you can use that song some people don't like repetitive stuff, but actually this stuff is repetitive because you're meditating on how good the Lord is. So it's a different type of song. So for those of us who don't like repetitive stuff, actually this type of song, it helps us to meditate on a truth. So my suggestion would be to you, if you don't like that, if you find that hard, well, rather than checking out and saying, I don't like this sort of song, I'll go and have a cup of coffee or a chat, get the psalm and just start reading scripture. That's fine. We don't all have to like every song, but stay engaged. Stay engaged. The sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes you come in the day, you're right in this morning, and you've got a whole load of things you're thinking about, and you actually really want to come and tell someone what an awful week you've had. And you feel safe to do that here. Well, there's a time for that, but there's a time to say, actually, now I'm going to put that down. And I'm going to come, and it might be the biggest sacrifice I've ever done, but I'm going to declare his praise, despite my circumstances. This is important. And for those of you, and I totally identify with this, who find it difficult sometimes to get into the presence of God through depression or whatever it is, that is a sacrifice, because you're singing words, everyone's singing, and there's the worst thing possible is to have some person right next to you who's clearly having a wonderful time with God, absolutely away, and you're going, why can't I? Sometimes it's a real sacrifice, but do you know what it says? The Lord inhabits that. You might not experience anything right then. One of the things that, a couple of years ago, I had a bad bout of depression. I used to come here every Tuesday morning and lead worship. I'm saying this was a breakthrough for me. Every Tuesday I led worship and I felt absolutely nothing. All I did was sing the songs of truth. And I sat hidden behind the piano because I didn't want to expose the fact that I was crying. But I stayed there. And I did it. Everything in me was saying, run away. This is a load of rubbish. It's not true because I don't feel it. So for some of us, I just want to honor those for whom it's a real sacrifice. A real sacrifice. Just want to honor that. Stick in there. And others who find it easy to enter the presence of worship straight away, you're very, very fortunate. And I'm thankful that you can do that. But stand alongside the person who doesn't find it easy. because there'll be a time when you won't find it easy in your life and you'll want need them. Colossians 3 verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I think this is particularly maybe to do with maybe smaller group stuff, when you're in a smaller group. Paul wrote this, it's like using scriptures and singing them back to one another and that sort of thing. I don't think it's easy to do that in a 25-minute session of corporate on a Sunday morning. I don't think it's easy to do that. I think it's easier in a smaller session. Okay, and our focus again, we want to say, is we're trying to do, how do we grow and move together as a corporate community? Then Psalm 95 verse 6, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Let us do that. And some of you would just want, actually that's what you want to do, you just want to kneel. And some of you do it as a discipline, I'm going to kneel, and some of you suddenly find yourself kneeling and didn't even realize it. Some of you raise your hand straight away because you're there to declare, just like the guys on the Anfield, the cop end, or whatever, they are declaring. You want to know what worship looks like, in one way, go to a football ground. That's where they're worshiping, and they're declaring. Some of us do that naturally, some of us, it's not natural. But we find our arms lifting up as we come into, as we begin to get absorbed in the whole scenario. So, there we go. Annie.
So where do we go from here? So bearing in mind that we're all different, we're all coming from different places, what if we had the attitude together as a family that when we come into this building, we're going to choose to worship God together? Now, we have these amazing guys who give up their time to lead worship. They're just people like us. They just happen to be better at than us at playing guitar and things. Okay, so they are bringing their offering, their sacrifice. So it's the same as the breakfast team. They come and they bring all the food, they lay it all out, they make it look beautiful, and you have the choice whether you want to eat it or not. I have the choice. I do always eat it. But anyway, eat the breakfast. It's the same with worship. We have these musicians, people who love to serve the church family in this way. They bring what they have, and it's up to us whether we eat it, whether we go for it, whether we stand alongside them and say, thanks so much for what you have done. I'm going to enter into this as much as I possibly can for us to corporately worship Jesus together, to thank him for who he is, to declare who he is, to tell him that we love him, to recognize that we just can't do life on our own. It's a little process of us all standing together. Now, they're not responsible for whether we are able to enter into God's presence or not. They're just bringing the bit that they bring, and we are so thankful, those of you that do that. Thank you for doing that. But it's up to us. So what do we do? I think we can lay down our preferences. That would be the first thing. We come into it and say, well, I'm not playing the guitar today, so I'm going to lay down my preferences and I'm going to stand alongside Esther and the band and worship with them, worship God with them. We can do that, or we cannot do that. It's up to us. That's the invitation. Would we like to do that? Would we like to just go for singing a song that we don't know? Maybe we don't want to sing it because it takes us a long time to pick up a new song. So maybe instead we just listen and just let the words and the music minister to us. We don't have to, as Silas said, we don't have to check out and go, I don't know that one. What's it all about? You know, we could just let it be a gift to us in that time. We don't have to fight it, but just let it come to us. It may be that you would rather read the Bible, you'd rather pray, you'd rather dance, lie on the floor, but all of it is entering into this worship together. And so that's, and there is as many different options again as there are, as we talked about. But it's an invitation for us all to stand together as a family and just take what is being offered to us and give it to God together. And it may be that you, the person that you've been sitting next to, you've already had a chat and you know that they're struggling. So you could spend some time just praying for them, praying that they will be able to experience God, be blessed by him, be met by him. It's all corporate worship, all these responses, all these ways of being together. We can do that. It may be that you have got some time in the week and you could come here on a Tuesday morning, for example. We worship with fewer people, more space, for about an hour every Tuesday morning, 9:30. You're welcome to join us, even if it's just for that bit, and you don't want to stay for the prayer times. And that is a very free time where new songs are sung and people sing out songs or read out scriptures or share pictures and things that they're having during that time. So you're welcome to come and be part of something like that. There's also, as you probably know, there's the burn that happens once a month in Bristol, moves around different places, and that's hours and hours of worship and all different styles, and you can get involved in that. We can be part of it. You can just stand and experience it. You can find that all on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. And equally, organic worship, which happens here once a month. Now, that's a different style again altogether. They don't know any of the songs that they sing as they come here. They're a bunch of people that worship God together, and they just make it up as they go along. It's the most extraordinary experience. It's deeply challenging to be part of, but it is very possible. And again, that's another style and something that we can get involved in. And I was chatting with Helen before, and she was saying how good it is to grapple with the things that that challenge us. So what I would say is, as we worship God together, just take note of the things that come into your head. And you know, it may be something that you want to sit down with a friend and chew over. It may be that you want to study, you know, do a sort of word search through the Bible. What is this really about? What is my part in this? What am I bringing to our corporate worship together? And you might want to just study it and chew over it and go deeper into it. So just listen to what's going on in our heads. I think it's quite good to know what is happening, rather than just letting those thoughts float in and out. But also just to take, you know, the scripture about taking thoughts captive and making them obedient to Christ. I think this is our privilege, our responsibility as Christians, that what comes into our heads, if we see what it is, we can take hold of it and we can say, yes, I'm going to go with that, or no, I'm not going to go with that, and make it obedient to Christ, and just sort of be responsible for what's going on in our heads and our hearts as we worship together, because it will actually make a difference to ourselves and to all of us together as we worship. Yeah, so we're going to worship together now. Why don't we have the band up here? Just having a little prompt from Sai. Just as we come into that, why don't we just pray? I don't know how you feel about what I've just said, but if you would like to just take authority over distractions, over the things that pass through our minds, pray with me now. Father, thank you for this time. We give it to you. Lord, we know that a worshipping family is opposed by the enemy. He's so jealous for praise and adoration. But Lord, we want to give all our praise to you, all our worship to you. We want to lift your name up, because it's all about you, it isn't about us. And so we just choose now to lay down our own thoughts, our own preferences, for the sake of this family here together. We choose to prefer one another. We choose to trust you and take a risk. So please come, Holy Spirit. Please fill us. Please draw us into your presence. And may we together just lift your name up and worship you and adore you for who you are. Amen.
So we're going now, basically, we're going to worship. So for anyone who would particularly identified with the thing about worship needing to be a real sacrifice, I've got to be picked up at the end. I've got 10 copies of this, which just might help you, where it's a story of someone for whom it was a very big sacrifice to worship. So I'm just going to leave these here, okay? But we're going to worship away, and what we'll do is we'll just say at just after 12, we'll just say to the parents, time to go, okay? Get your kids. All right, let's stand. Let's worship. Yes. Now, some of you might want some space. So we might need to move some chairs, because having lots of chairs right next to each other might be difficult. So if you want some space because you're going to move around and dance, etc., then create some space, okay? And remember, if you're standing next to someone who's dancing, don't be put off by them. Either move around or just shut your eyes, okay? So if you want to move some chairs, we're learning how to do this together. So if you want to move... move. If you want to, whatever you want to do, okay? All right, let's go. Rachel, Rachel here had a picture of someone, I think the picture was them kind of with their face pressed up against glass. Rachel was the idea that it was just a, yeah, and they felt they couldn't enter. Yeah, okay. So Rachel, can you come here? Is that right? So if anyone kind of identifies with that, can you just keep playing under this? If anyone identifies with that, come over here. If you feel like your face is pressed up against glass and you can't quite enter into, but if that just makes sense, you might be going, yeah, gosh, that's me. Just come here and Rachel will pray for you there. And Sarah, yeah.
So I think it's just confirmation of the sort of message of everybody's worship being really valuable. So just as our praises rise, it's like a cake rising. So cake rises best if it's got all of the ingredients and they're mixed really well. So that's like how God sees us, I think. Amen.
Thank you. So just, you know, we worship, we praise God in different ways. Every way is valid. And so may no one feel that, well, the way I do it is not, you know. I think it's great is if you're standing next to someone or something, the thing is the kingdom of heaven is in you. It is within you. And the kingdom of heaven is within you, and it can break out from you this week. Wherever you are, you have the Spirit of God. If you know Jesus Christ, you have the Spirit of God in your life. So maybe we just, I don't know, a check with the person next to you if it's all right, but just appropriately just say, look, can I just pray for you this week that you will see the kingdom of heaven manifest through you this week? We are agents of the King to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's why we've just sung that song. You're an agent of the King. And so just pray for one another, just that God will just use us to bring the kingdom here on earth. Keep going on that song, Our Father in Heaven. It's the kingdom coming. So, okay, if you need to go and pick up your kids, you need to do that. Okay, we'll just carry on here. Okay, identify if you say, actually, can you really pray for me this week? God has placed you guys in different places all over this city, and we want to acknowledge that and just say you're wonderful, and may the kingdom come through you this week. By the power of the Spirit. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, just to remind you that if you wanted a copy of that story about someone kind of pushing into, needing to kind of make a sacrifice to push into sung worship and actually experiencing that, it's just an encouragement for you. But may the Lord bless you this week, and may He cause His face to shine upon you this week. May you know His incredible love for you this week, and your families and your communities. May you see the kingdom of God manifest around you this week. Amen.